In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Jean Keaton, age 83, of Campbellsville, died Saturday. She is survived by two daughters and one son and their spouses, Brenda and Sammy Barnett, Wanda and Kenny Hurt, and David and Becky Keaton, all of Campbellsville. Five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Jean Keaton will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. Mr. Robert Eugene Bobby Caldwell, age 67, of Edgewood, a native of Marion County, died Friday in Edgewood. He is survived by his wife, Hazel Mae Cecil Caldwell, two sons of Florida and North Dakota, seven grandchildren, one great-grandchild, two sisters, Aline Young and Bernadine Thomas, both of Lebanon, four brothers, including L.V. Pill Caldwell of Calvary and Nicholas Caldwell of Springfield. Funeral Mass for Robert Eugene Bobby Caldwell will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Charles Catholic Church with burial in the church cemetery. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Everett Ford Skaggs, age 86, of Summersville, died Saturday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. He is survived by three daughters and sons-in-law, Sue Ann and Wade Milby of Mount Sherman, Janice Marie and Rule Neagle, and Janet Lee and Steve Stearman, all of Greensburg, one brother, Raymond Skaggs of Allendale, sister-in-law, Annie Durrett of Summersville, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Everett Skaggs will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Greene County Memory Gardens. Mr. Robert Edward Bucky Wheatley, Jr., age 55, of Lebanon, died Saturday at his residence. He is survived by one daughter and her husband, Stephanie and Jude Buckman of Lebanon, three brothers, Sam and Breck Wheatley, both of Lebanon, Cleve Wheatley of Campbellsville, one sister, Judy Eisen of Louisville, three grandchildren. Funeral services for Robert Edward Bucky Wheatley, Jr. will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the St. Augustine Church Cemetery. The family request visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home. Mrs. Anna Marie Nally, age 60, of Cox's Creek, a native of Marion County, died Sunday at her residence. She is survived by one sister of Mount Washington, two brothers of Louisville and Bardstown. Funeral Mass for Anna Marie Nally will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church, with burial in the church cemetery. The family request visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Mr. Andrew L. Andy Squire Miller, age 74, of Louisville, a native of Marion County, died Sunday in Louisville. He is survived by his wife, Margaret Ann Smith Miller, two daughters of Louisville, one son of Shepherdsville, four grandchildren, three great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Andrew L. Andy Squire Miller will be Thursday morning at 10:30 at the Ratterman Family Funeral Home on Bardstown Road in Louisville, with burial in the Holy Cross Cemetery in Marion County. For more information locally, contact the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Mr. Jesse Raymond Adkins, age 91, of Greensburg, died Monday in Greensburg. He is survived by three daughters, Margaret Dawson of Greensburg, Josie Adkins of Vine Grove, Lydia Simpson of Edmonton, three sons, William Adkins, Robert Adkins, and Ricky Adkins, all of Greensburg, one brother of Louisville, 16 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren. Funeral arrangements for Jesse Raymond Adkins are incomplete and will be announced later by the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.